Welcome to our very special program. This is the 17th anniversary of the Internet Advisor. Gary Baker with me in studio, my co-founder, and along with us is Ed Rudell, who's been here for most of those years.
Since 2003, I think, our tech advisors.
And Mike Brennan is with us as well, the editor of MI Tech News. And we got some more people we're going to be bringing into the conversation here, including a gentleman who is has been helping us with our webpage for a long time. And that's Vince Schmileski. Hi, Vince. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Thank you for being with us. Vince is the owner of Visual Compass. That's VC Web Design is what we knew them as originally. Nice offices in downtown Ypsilanti. And you were actually the folks who were behind helping us keep our page up and running. And by the way, my hat's off to Brad Thornhill, one of your guys there, for customer service above and beyond the call.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, he's great.
Isn't that nice?
He did a wonderful job. And Vince is somebody who has helped us to keep our presence on the net, which is kind of interesting for us because we're coming out of radio, a terrestrial radio, where the strength was just being on a station like WJR, which was 50,000 watts and one of the
original 12 superstations.
One of the clear channel stations heard just about everywhere. I used to do overnights and we'd be heard in Norway. but now, about the turn of the century, the internet became kind of a level playing field for all of us in broadcast. And suddenly, major stations like WJR still continue to have very wide and faithful audiences. But now, even a little podcast could be heard on a level playing field with WJR. And that's where people like you, Vince, have come in. And you really have been part of creating a whole other way of broadcasting to people. I think in some ways called narrowcasting.
Narrowcasting, yep. Yeah, and
it's sort of amazing you guys have been doing this for so long. I'm thinking this internet thing is actually going to catch on.
Well, I tell you, it's interesting. In some ways, it's been a real challenge to come out of the broadcast field. I started 40 years ago in the broadcast field into this other field of podcasting because in many ways, there's a lot of differences to it about the way that you package things becomes much more important, almost than the content. And that's where people like you come in with Visual Compass.
Well, we try. I mean, you guys definitely keep us busy.
That's a very nice way of saying that, Vince.
He's talking about my ham-handed attempts to change the website.
Pushing the envelope.
Oh, my. They took away the keys to the really important stuff from me, so I wouldn't screw it up completely. But I know, Vince, you're working on a new website for us, aren't you?
We are working very hard on that right now. Actually, I'm hoping to have something for you in the next week or two to look at.
This 2015 is going to be a very special year. Let me bring somebody else into the conversation who is also celebrating an anniversary about the same time as us, and that's Mr. Charlie Hopper from Pasty.net. Charlie, how are you doing?
Hey, Foster. Real good.
Happy anniversary to you, because as I understand it, you are celebrating 17th as well.
Well, we will 1 month from now. We started actually with the PastyCam 1 month behind you guys, although we'd been around for about 3 years before that. But happy anniversary.
Thank you very
Charlie,
much.
Charlie, when I was mentioning to my wife that you were going to be on the show today, all she can remember is me coming up and us doing a live radio show. That was before live radio on the internet was really... it was as widespread as it is, and we were sitting in a beauty salon under the cone of silence. do you remember that? She certainly had reminded me of that.
I have a picture of you and I sitting there under the hair dryers, and it was just it's hanging in my office at home.
Oh my gosh.
I will hunt that up, and if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see that as there. Now we should say, Charlie, you operate an internet service. You are providing internet access, broadband access. One of the pioneers up there in the Upper Peninsula, and you are up in the Upper Peninsula. You're on the Keweenaw Peninsula, right at the very tippy top.
Oh, yeah. We started our first wireless, as far as those remote broadband locations, in 2000. We started our experiments, and in 2001, we had our first access points with Michigan Tech University's Keweenaw Research Center.
Ah.
And from there, it just has grown, and wow, that was how many years ago? 14. Almost 15 years ago here.
Kind of an interesting parallel, Gary, because I think you started your first endeavor on the internet in conjunction with some of the things at the University of Michigan.
Well, it really wasn't, but it was because we were so close to the university, we kind of piggybacked on some of the activity that Merit was doing.
That's what I was thinking of, okay.
Yep, absolutely, and that was back in the early part of 94.
Now, Charlie, you essentially provide, and you use WiMAX a lot, am I right?
Yes, we do have WiMAX in the Houghton-Hancock area.
So that means you're beaming the broadband signal to a receiver over a wireless connection, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that's how you get into some of those very remote areas. And then from there, it's fed out then to your subscribers at the node, right?
Yes, yes. And we have not only WiMAX, but we have a Wi-Fi network, a Part 15 network that uses 900 megahertz and 2 and 5 gigahertz. We just use all of the frequencies available in all of the remote locations to reach people way out in the woods.
How many subscribers do you have up there?
We have over 1,000 wireless. We also have a lot of DSL and dial users. Would you believe it? We still have lots of dial users all over the country.
Really?
Because we're a reseller for some DSL and dial services.
Oh,
but our main focus is that wireless that serves people with broadband, that there is just no alternative for it.
I love the fact that we kind of made this hookup way back when we first started, because we have some friends up in the Upper Peninsula as well, and Gary had gone up. I think you had gone up for your wife's in Bootjack, wasn't it?
That's right. They have a cabin up there.
Yeah. And so we made that link early on.
It was interesting. You know, every time I go to the webcam that they have up there, Charlie, it seems like it's always dark. Especially this time of year. This time of year, it's like, do you get an hour or two of sunlight, don't you, or at least daylight?
Oh, yeah. almost like up in the Arctic Circle there.
Almost.
But
it's fascinating.
This weekend, by the way, is the Winter Carnival, Heitkenpäivä, in Hancock. So all the Finns are celebrating winter by diving in naked in the canal and everything.
Oh, no. Well, he's not going to dive in naked, but our Shane Hamlin will be jumping into the Detroit River to the benefit of Special Olympics. And by the way, if you go to internetadvisor.net, we have a link to that here. So Shane will come back. He'll turn blue and then come back and talk to us about that. How about the future for you, Charlie? We haven't got much time, but what kind of things are you looking forward to?
Well, we just continue growing and expanding, getting more users on. And also, the FCC has come out with some new, very tough standards. They're right away here, we're kicking into 10 megabits down as being the standard to even be called broadband. If you're slower than 10 megabits, you can't use the term broadband.
Yeah, and I hear it's going to 25, Charlie.
Exactly. This past week, they had a vote on that, and we're constantly scrambling to catch up, and it looks like we're moving toward LTE, because that's the only way to get those kinds of speeds over the air. Other than that, you're going to have fiber to the home.
Mm, very interesting. So do you think you can make that challenge? You can meet it?
Well, we have to this point. We just continue growing it, and we already have some LTE equipment that we're working with to put into place, we'll be pushing our WiMAX to the limit, too.
Charlie, I'm betting on you, because every challenge I've seen you face, you've conquered. So
absolutely. Charlie, thank you so much for being with us, and congratulations to you in advance on your 17th anniversary coming up.
Well, thanks a lot, and happy anniversary to you guys.
All right, take care. Charlie. And Vince, I'm going to wrap things up with you as well. Thank you very much for all the help you've given me when I followed things up on our internetadvisor.net, but we got a brand new look coming.
And yes, it's my pleasure to work with you guys, and I'm really looking forward to the new look and the new site.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah, he does such a great job for all of his clients, but he certainly takes care of us.
Right. And that's, by the way, is called Visual Compass, and you're a web design company. What are some of the other things you do besides web design?
Media production, video photography, marketing, and graphic design.
You do hosting as well?
We do. We'll be hosting your new site.
Yep, we're looking forward to that as well. So that's Vince Mileski, and thank you so much for all that you have done for us in keeping us on the air despite my fumbling around.
You're very welcome.
I was very, very thankful for Brad Thornhill and the great work that he did, along with Eric Anderson, who got us some information that we needed, and we're back on iTunes again. So, Vince, thank you again for all that you've done for us.
Happy anniversary.
All right, thank you. We wouldn't be around to celebrate that happy anniversary without Vince
and a lot of other people that have helped us working behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Well, we got a great program coming up, and as a matter of fact, in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with an inventor of a brand new device that looks like something that actually you might have had in a museum somewhere. But it's brand new, and it's something called Hemingrite. And we'll be back to talk with Patrick Paul about that here in studio. Rick Broido, who is our gadget guy, is here. He's also a writer. We thought it'd be a good time to bring him in to talk about this machine. So you don't want to go away. That's what's continuing here on our 17th anniversary edition of the Internet Advisor.